Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Dr. Karen Cam Radio Show. The intention of this show is to empower and inspire you to manifest the life of your dreams, whether it's radiant health, prosperity, loving relationships, or simply peace of mind. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm your host, Dr. Karen Cam, author of the number one bestseller, Guide to Healing Chronic Pain, A Holistic Approach. And today with me, we have a very special guest, and I'm probably going to pronounce her name incorrectly, so I'll ask her forgiveness. So, Ms. Zlatoslava Petrak, and we're going to be talking about our unlimited wealth potential. Woohoo! All right. I love this topic. I love these topics. So, you know, our potential is unlimited. Our happiness is boundless. Our wisdom is infinite. And we hear about all of this, but somehow, you know, we're not always experiencing this. So we could use definitely some help, and our guest today is a best-selling author, happiness and wealth expert, motivational speaker, and life coach, and we'll be talking about some practical and powerful exercises to kind of awaken that wealth consciousness that's within each of us, every single one of us, how to discover and tap into our own personal power and open up to receive the infinite riches and endless possibilities that are waiting for each of us. And the cool thing is we all deserve it, which is wonderful. So thank you and for being on the show, Zlatoslava. I really appreciate your time, and congratulations on the new book.
Thank you. And by the way, you pronounced the name perfectly.
Woohoo!
So that was great. Yes.
So tell us about your new book, how you got to this place where you're writing this book, and what are you expressing in this book to help others?
Okay, so the new book is called Open to the Infinite Riches of the Universe, and it just became an international bestseller in 5 countries in last week. Yes. So the book is about how the person can reach the person's highest potential in order to live the life the person really wants. And even though the main focus of the book is, I would say, it starts with a monetary wealth, and because it is an important aspect, and it helps people to do things that they want to do, and even learn and study and help others. So it is an important part of our life. But it also goes beyond monetary aspects of life to wealth in all of its aspects, relationship, career, your purpose, what your soul really longs for, true fulfillment, happiness, bliss, triumph, and so on. So you can really have a truly wealthy life in all of its aspects.
All right. So we have, you know, been taught more recently that supposedly our spirits are abundant, and that we just have to, like, make an intention and wish, you know, our greatest outcome. And, you know, some people are not seeing that, you know, hey, where's the money? You know, show me the money. what are some of the suggestions in your book for people that are, like, wanting and understanding, theoretically, you know, this whole concept of abundance, but not really experiencing that?
Okay, yes. Well, the main idea of the book, and I guess of everything, is that everything that exists is this infinite presence, the divine. So everything that is and everything that is not is this infinite presence. And we are parts of the whole. So we are parts of this, of the divine. So the power of the divine, of this infinite, unlimited presence is inside of us. The wealth of the divine is inside of us. The happiness of the divine is inside of us, because we are these divine beings, and as I call it, parts of the whole. So we already are everything that we want to be, and we really already have everything that we want to have, because everything already exists in this infinite possibilities of the universe. It is already here. The only thing is that we maybe don't allow ourselves to have it, we don't believe it, we don't see it, we are not aware of it, so we are not really aware of who we really are. And that is, I guess, the problem of the illusion that we experience here as problems, troubles, lack of something. So if we let go of that and focus on who we really are, then that's when everything really opens up. And the important part in that is to actually educate ourselves on the laws of the universe, laws of the mind, on who we really are and what this life is really about. And when we study these divine truths, we begin to change our inner perceptions of the world, our inner beliefs that are seated deep inside our heart, in our subconscious mind, about ourselves, about the world, about our place in the world and who we really are. And when we begin to shift that and change that and really see what it is about and who we really are, these amazing, unique, divine beings, that's when everything that we want, and even more than that, something that is even beyond what we can currently imagine, starts coming into our life. And another main idea is not that we are doing all of this for the purpose to get wealthy or to get to this aim or the other aim, because there will be many goals. As soon as you reach one, there will be another one, because life is a constant growth. It's life that is seeking its expression through us. So we will always be guided to higher, to more, to bigger, to the divine. It's also about enjoying the process, enjoying what we have right now, because what we already have is already miracle and magic. This day, the air, the sun, we are used to this. That's why we don't really sometimes pay much attention to that. But it is a miracle in its own, the way that we can feel, hear, think, have people around us, and experience everything that we have. So it's not just the goal that we are reaching. It's the entire process, enjoying the process, enjoying this life every moment and every second of our existence.
Oh, I can't agree with you more. I mean, wholeheartedly. I was just talking to a patient the other day about, she's, you know, very, very busy. She can only come to appointments on Saturday. She's, you know, suffering from a lot of pain, and she's somebody who is very hardworking, extremely hardworking, to the point of just, you know, not being able to say no, and she doesn't have time for a lot of things. And I said, you know, in order for you to get better, your soul really wants you to learn how to receive. So, you know, maybe you don't have to, you know, meditate for an hour. Maybe you can just, between your car and the house, if you could just take a moment, a breath or two, and appreciate the sun on your face, you know, or the air, the spring air, or that little flower, you know, in the garden that's growing on its own, just a second, just 2 seconds, just a breath. I said, you will basically be in that divine, you know, relationship, that you're being aware of that divine relationship in that moment. And I said, even that is a huge shift for you to be able to fully receive, because she can't really receive right now. She's always giving, 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 giving. She's so used to it. And she says, you know, you're right. I really don't take time to do any of that. So it's so important to us to have our receiving muscles, you know, toning our receiving muscles as well. So what kind of, do you have any exercises in your book? Maybe you can take an example either from your life or your book that we can
of
help
course.
People on the call.
Yes. Sure. Well, first of all, the important thing here is that meditations and affirmations, that I have a lot of them in my book and different practices that I describe there. They're amazing and great, but we don't have to forget that they're just tools. They're tools that help us to make this shift in our thinking and in our awareness, the positive shift, habitual. So it's great when people, it's actually amazing when people have time and even 5 minutes a day or more to spend and meditate and think and visualize the life that they want and the results that they want. But it's more than that. You have to be in a constant state. So it's not, you know, like you practice something for 20 minutes and then you go on with your days with your worries and anxieties and so on. It's how you live every second. So we would have to train ourselves to make it habitual. So every second we feel ourselves the way we want to feel. We feel who we really are. We feel gratitude and calmness and ease of the answered prayer, the prayer that is already answered, and you already are everything you want to be because you already are. You just don't see it and don't believe it. And when we live in this all the time, when you wake up, when you do your work, when you, I don't know, on the road, in traffic, everywhere, and you feel the world around you from the standpoint of the person who you really want to be, and you already have everything you want to have, and you really feel that every moment. So that's when you feel it inside, so there is no way that it will not show up on the outside. So the way you are inside, the same way you will be on the outside. And the beautiful thing here is that everything comes from within, from this power of the divine that is within us. And we don't have to look for constant proof from the outside about our success, about our happiness. It doesn't depend on the outside factors. When it comes from within, it is always with us. Nothing can ruin it. Nothing can disturb or distract it. We always have it. And when we live in this constant state, we create even more of that. And it comes from the source, right from within. So nothing from the outside can influence it and our inner state of peace and joy and ease.
So what
and
you're
another
saying,
thing,
if, uh-huh. Oh no! So yeah. What you're saying, if I understand correctly, is that that inner source, the inner divine. That, you know, so most of us, you know, live our lives 95% unconsciously, 5% conscious. And for those that are, you know, practicing that consciousness with the divine self, you know, it's very, like you said, it's usually not every single moment. So what you're saying, I understand, is that if we can stretch that 5%, you know, to 6 and 10 and 20 and 50 and 75 and eventually 100% of the time, that, you know, whatever it is that we, you know, create or desire or want to see in the world, we'll be able to do that because we see who we really are, which is that unlimited being. Am I getting that right?
Yes, and the tools like meditation and affirmations, they can help us by repeating that. We help ourselves to make it more habitual, to make it subconscious, so we don't even, with time, we don't even have to focus so much on that. It already becomes our natural way of thinking about ourselves, the same way as maybe we think about ourselves in the wrong way now, and it kind of feels natural, but it's not. The same way if we train ourselves and meditate and use these tools, our aim is to actually make this positive shift inside of us, in our awareness. So the positive thinking, our true perception of ourselves and the world and life becomes really natural and flawless and endless. and we are always in this state of who we really are, because we really are that. It just we are not aware, and sometimes we forget about it, even if we are.
Well, it feels like we could spend a whole lifetime, you know, striving for that divine, perfection, so to speak. And can you give us like an example from your personal life, like, you know, how maybe you were inspired when you learn this, what you did for yourself, how your life has changed. That would be really inspiring to hear.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sure, I can tell you how it all began for me. Well, first of all, I think my entire life led me to this, starting from the beginning. But on a conscious level, like part of it was more on an unconscious level, as I call it, an unconscious competence when you do something and you're not sure if you're doing that or not. It just happens. And then I would say it was probably 10 years ago when things in my life really went not the way I planned and wanted, as I thought at that time. Now I understand that was just perfect and right, and that is exactly what was supposed to be happening. But at that moment, I felt that nothing was going right, and my relationship broke up with a person I really loved and thought he was the one at that time. So the career wasn't going well because I studied for a long time in college, in university, and then everything was leading me to a great career and an amazing job in a great field, but it never happened. So I had to go back to take whatever was offered for a really, really small amount of money for salary. So I was, and the job was not really fulfilling. So I was feeling depressed, unhappy, and I would say even miserable at that time. And at some point, I just felt that I was too tired of feeling depressed and miserable, and I didn't want to do this anymore. So I decided that it's time to change something and to take control of my life and then do something with that. So I began studying step by step these laws of the universe, laws of the mind. I read books, attended seminars, went to different workshops, was learning from I would say gurus in the field that we have right now, and even from the books, gurus from the past. So it's been a long journey, but I'm so happy I had it, and now I can see that everything that I went through was just the part of this amazing journey that helped me to become who I am right now. And if it's not for that, it would never happen. So I'm really thankful and grateful for everything that has happened. So sometimes problems and difficulties make us grow. And so something that might seem or feel really horrible at the point and feels like it's not what you really wanted at the end, it might lead to something even greater. So difficulties and problems usually push us to growth, to something bigger and higher. And that's how I got to that point. And then with time, when I saw that miracles started to happen in my life and things just started to change in the ways I couldn't even imagine.
But can you give us an example of that?
Of course, yes. So first of all, since I remember myself, I had troubles finding out what I really want to do in life, like my vocation. I remember when, like, I was a kid, and then teenager, and then later when I was in college and university, I knew that it is important for me to do something that I really feel passionate about, that I really love, something important and something that can help people. But I never could figure out what that was. So, and it really bothered me. I went for years searching and asking myself what that was, and nothing came up. Or something was coming up, and something that actually led me to what I have right now, but it wasn't as clear at that time as it is mm-hmm. now. And then every little thing just led me to this amazing career. I'm an international best-selling author right now. I'm a best-selling author of 3 books. I'm a life mentor and speaker, and I really enjoy this. So at some point, I just felt that the knowledge I learned for myself, and I saw these amazing changes in my life, and I saw how I really became happy and lived this truly beautiful, fulfilling life. And I thought that, of course, I can share and I can help others by teaching them and educating them so they can actually help themselves and reach their fullest potential and thereby live their dreams and reach their goals and enjoy every second and every moment of their life.
Wow, that is awesome. I love that story. And I totally resonate 100% with it. I know that, you know, for myself, a lot of trials and tribulations that I can totally be 100% grateful for the illness that I have in order to, you know, heal from that and share what I've learned with other people. And I think you'll also agree that when we have these, you know, create some really big goals for ourselves, that it's fun, and that when we're in that place of, you know, divine connection, that the work is not work anymore. Like, for example, I spent a bunch of hours, you know, creating a flyer and a poster and postcards for this a free event that I'm doing for the community. And I got to tell you, I had so much fun, you know, making up this flyer and changing the colors and putting these postcards. And, you know, other people are like, wow, you're such a workaholic. You know what I mean? Just sit down and watch TV or something, you know? But
that
I am
so true.
So much fun. Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm like looking on Eventbrite and going, oh, wow, I can link this to Facebook. How cool is that? It creates an event for me. And, you know, I'm, you know, going, wow, I can make a QR code. You know, and I'm literally being led by spirit, you know. So it's like these ideas pop into my head, and I know it's coming from the source because it comes with ease, and it's so, you know, synchronicity, and it's like I'm led to the right people to talk to. And, you know, it's just such a blessed way to live that work doesn't feel like work anymore. I think that's one of the signs that people can kind of, you know, really, really kind of get to go like, oh, you know, when it doesn't feel like work anymore, I'm kind of on the right track.
Yes. And to add here is that, of course, we all work and do things and work hard. But if we are talking about real success or real triumph or work of geniuses or masterpieces that are created or have been created, it's not just us doing things. It's more than that. It's the inspiration, the divine inspiration that goes through us. God works through us, and that creates the true masterpieces and true works of genius, because we let this beautiful flow through us. We let the divine work through us freely with this ease, and this inspiration creates amazing things.
Mm-hmm.
It truly does. And another thing is that I would say, and it is the part of the book, Open to the Infinite Riches of the Universe, that our soul really longs for much more than just money and goals and all other things. We're looking for our true purpose. And our true purpose is reach our fullest potential and grow and express ourselves, because the divine expresses ourselves through us, and this is the constant position and aim of life, to express itself and grow and make it bigger and better. And another important part of it for our soul and for us is to really feel this fulfillment of everything that we have, because there are many wealthy people who still are not very happy. And again, some people who maybe are happy in family and relationships that maybe because of the monetary factors they don't feel so fulfilled, and some other things. So the true and real fulfillment for our soul is more than just our goals and aims. It's what we're really looking for is this connection and oneness with the divine. And that would bring us even more love, faith, gratitude, ease, and calmness, faith and joy and bliss of this moment of this life, when we are in this connection and oneness with the divine all the time. And it will help us to put ourselves in the right state for everything that we want to attract here. But the main goal and the main aim is not to attract things. The main aim is to be in this oneness and connection with the divine. And then when we are this and when we feel this, everything else just follows. And don't get me wrong, we are the divine beings, and we are in this connection with the divine all the time, even if we are aware of this or even if we are not. We don't really have to do anything for that. But when we are doing this on our conscious level, when we actually let go of fear and worry and anxiety and pain and just feel this beautiful state of connection and oneness with the divine, then we feel real bliss and happiness and gratitude. And then everything else just follows.
Falls into place. Yeah, absolutely. Well, Svetoslava, maybe you can tell people where they can get a copy of your book or anything, you know, if you have a website, if you want to share that.
Sure. Yes. Actually, this week, people can get the copy of the book together with over 80 experts provide their free gifts on this website, and Dr. Karen's free gift is also there, and it's amazing. So you can actually get in there and get those 80 beautiful free gifts when you order the book, Open to the Infinite Riches of the Universe. And the website is called opentotheinfiniterichesoftheuniverse.com. So it's opentotheinfiniterichesoftheuniverse.com. So you go there and enjoy the beautiful free gifts. And I also have my personal website where you can visit to learn more about me and what I do. It's triumphofhappiness.com, triumphofhappiness.com.
Great. That's fantastic. And do you do, group coaching or one-on-one coaching?
Yes, I do group coaching. I do seminars. I do keynote speaking. Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. That is great.
And for all that information, people can just visit my website and contact me.
Okay. So people can go to Barnes & Noble or Amazon or the local bookstore to order the book, and then they can go back to that website, opentotheinfiniterichesoftheuniverse.com, and to click the button that says Get My Gift.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, perfect. Oh, that's great. Yep, I'm on the page right now. Lots and lots of wonderful testimonials. Fantastic.
From
definitely
all
tell
parts
in your
of
life.
The world.
Exactly. I could definitely tell, in your life by, the way you talk and in your energy that, you're someone who's definitely made a huge shift in their life and that you're really enjoying your life, you're enjoying that, and it's not to say that every day, every millisecond is this bliss out moment, but you're able to connect to that at will, which is really cool.
I'm really thankful for everything that has happened and for who I am and what I do and that I can actually help people.
That is such a blessing. We have 1 minute left. Do you have one last sort of like tip for our listeners today, Svetoslava?
Sure. I would like to thank everyone for being with us today, and I would like you all to think that you are really amazing. You are unique. There is no other person in this entire universe like you. You are this perfect, divine being. Feel it. Live it. Enjoy it. Enjoy it right now. You don't really need to do anything. You already are this amazing, beautiful, unique divine being. Feel this way all the time and be happy, wealthy, successful, and prosperous.
That's beautiful.
God be with you.
And you too. Thank you so much for joining us today, and I really appreciate your time, and congratulations again for the success
Thank
of your
you.
Latest book. All right,
Thank
bless you
for
you
having
enough.
Me here.
My pleasure, and thanks everyone for listening in. Bye for now.
Okay, bye-bye.